Confession in obeying the gospel is essential and necessary. Jesus said in Matthew 10, verses 32 and 33, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Romans chapter 10, verse 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." So just as belief or faith is essential to salvation, so confession is essential to salvation. 1 John 4:15, "Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." We read of what Paul calls the good confession in 1 Timothy 6, verses 12 and 13. "Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession." 1 Timothy 6:12 then is a reference to what Timothy confessed when he obeyed the gospel. And verse 13 says what Timothy confessed agreed with what Christ confessed before Pilate. Let's look at what Christ confessed before Pilate and the exchanges Jesus had with the Jews in order to have a better understanding of the good confession. If you recall, Pilate ended up concluding that Jesus was the King of the Jews. How did he reach that conclusion? Well, remember, the Jews were under the authority of the Roman government. As a conquered nation under Roman law, the Jews no longer had the authority to take anyone's life. So the only way they could kill Christ without getting in trouble with the Roman government was to convince the government that Jesus was an enemy of the state. How did they do that? By declaring that Jesus was a king, thus implying an insurrection, a rebellion against Rome. Luke 23, 1 through 3, "And the whole multitude of them arose and led him, Jesus, unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the King of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest it." Notice very carefully what the Jews said. He himself is Christ, a king. Now Pilate either missed or decided to ignore that they had said anything about him being Christ, which means anointed or Messiah. But he did hear the word king, and that is what he used during the rest of the proceedings, even putting on the sign that Jesus wore to the cross, the King of the Jews, in three different languages. Let's look at the exchanges between Jesus and the Jews to see if what they reported to Pilate was accurate. John chapter 10, various verses through verse 30 through 38, say, "I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because that thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Verse 36, "Jesus said, Say ye of him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, Thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God?" So we can see Jesus told the Jews who he was, the Son of God. This was also brought up during Jesus' trial. Matthew 26, 63 and 64 says, "But Jesus held his peace, and the high priest answered and said unto him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus saith unto him, Thou hast said, or, yes, it is as you say. Nevertheless, I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven." Luke 22, verses 66 through 71, reading only verses 67 and 70, "Art thou the Christ? Tell us. And he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am." Jesus' confession is referred to when he was on the cross. Matthew 27, verses 40 and 43, "And saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross." He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he will have him, for he said, "I am the Son of God." Remember, our point in looking at these verses is to discover what Timothy confessed. Whatever Jesus confessed must be what Timothy confessed. What did Jesus confess to the Jews? That he is Christ and Son of God. Now, that is not exactly what the Jews told Pilate, is it? They told him he is Christ, a king. Now, why did they put it that way? Because they were trying to explain a religious detail to someone who did not understand spiritual concepts. If you have ever attempted to explain any complex concept to an uninformed person, you know exactly what they were faced with. What they did, though, was refer to all that Jesus had told them. And this is very important, because we can see what Jesus agreed to before Pilate becomes a figure of speech that stands for what Jesus had revealed to the Jews, that he was Christ and Son of God. All that Jesus told the Jews agrees with Peter's confession, which was blessed by Christ. Matthew 16, verses 13, 16, and 17. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." And the good confession is also supported by Acts chapter 8, the story of the Ethiopian eunuch, where in verse 35 says, "Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came into a certain water, and the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?' And Philip said, 'If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.' And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him." So the good confession is a statement before men that declares that we believe that he is the Christ, the Son of God. And that is essential unto salvation.